So I got to the last 8 lines of Nun Zayin and Rebbe's. It's a short daf today. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Hamalev Mikula Malgavia Kevish. If they're Malev, this chair is very noisy. If fine, I just won't move. It's fine. I'll stay still. My self control. Hamalev Mikula Malgavia Kevish. If a person, Kohen, puts any of the parts of the carbon that are Aser, any psulim on the Mizbeach, so the ramp of the Mizbeach on the Kevesh, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, one is Chayiv for doing so, you're Chayiv Malkus for doing so, and we'll see the pasuk in just a moment, comes along Rabbi Elazar Amar Pater, one is exempt from placing various psulim on the ramp. So Gemara explains as follows, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, why you Chayiv for putting things that are Aser onto the ramp. The Tani, the Braisa, teaches us that Mizbeach, the context of this pasuk, the side quotes the pasuk that carbon rachis takrivu osam lashem, v'mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichach. Those which are pasul lo yalu don't put on the mizbeach. So we only know the pasuk says it's also to put these things on the mizbeach. Ein liyala mizbeach. Kevesh minayin. How do we know that it's even also to place them on the ramp? Tamalom, the pasuk says ve'el hamizbeach lo yalu. The word ve'el seems to be extra, and that's coming to include even on the ramp. Placing dvar masurim on the ramp would be v'chal v'iser, and one would be chayiv malchus. That's Rabbi Yochanan's understanding this very brisa. Comes along that Rabbi Elazar Amar Pater, one would be exempt. How does he learn the brisa, the drasha? So my time of why you pater, damar kra, the pasuk says seor dvash. Carbon ratios takrivu osam. So these are a couple of psukim that are really lumped together. It's really one pasuk says kol hamincha she takrivu lashem lo sasa chametz. You can't make chametz from the mincha. Ki chol seor v'chol dvash lo saktiru. You can't put any seor, any dough, any bread, or any honey on the mizbeach. This is lo saktiru. And then the pasuk says as well. The very next pasuk it says carbon ratios takrivu osam lashem. So what does osam mean? Them. So the Brice is medayik that osam who the Rabbi Lecha Kevesh Kmizbeach Abba Midi Achrini Lo. In other words, Rabbi Elazar agrees that the pasuk of El Mizbeach includes the ramp. That's also to place on the ramp. But also says the word osam, only those, namely Dvash and Seor, are Aser to be placed on the ramp. But everything else, there is no Iser to place the Dvar Masurim on the ramp. And that's Rabbi Elazar's understanding. So again, Rabbi Yochanan holds anything that should not go on the Mizbeach is Aser to place even on the ramp. And Rabbi Elazar says only Seor and Dvash are Bechal the Iser placing it on the ramp. The Gemara now says, going on to today's daf nun ches, the very top line, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, hi osam my avid le. What does he do with the word osam? If he includes all dvar masurim, even on the ramp, so what does he do with the word osam? What does osam exclude? So my avid le, mi bari le, it's needed for the following brice, lechadatanya, yachal yehe yachid misnadev. The context of this brice is referring to shtel lechem. We know shtel lechem is brought on Shavuos, accompanying the kivsi atzeres, the sheep that are brought on the atzeres. So what if a person takes a neder or a nadava? I want to bring shtei lechem as a personal nadava. So the Gemara says, yachal yachin misnadev, umevi kiyotiba. One may think you can make a nadava and bring shtei lechem, a neder or a nadava v'karyani, and you would fulfill the pasuk of motzi sfasecha tishmer v'asisa. It would be considered a fulfillment of one's nadava. He makes a pledge and he fulfills a pledge, one may think it would work on shtei alechem. Tamalomar carbon rachis takrivu, the plural takrivus rabim indicates only tzibur amarti lecha lo yachid. A tzibur is allowed to bring a shtei alechem, but yachid may not. So we see yachid can't make a nedava on shtei alechem. The Braisa takes it a step further. Yachal lo yehe yachid mevi sheinu mevi chavasa kiyotziba. We understand why a yachid can't bring a shtei lechem as a nedava, because a yachid can't bring it as a chov either. There's never a chiv for a yachid, so the nedava only works when there could be a chiv as well. Aval yehet tzibur maybe, perhaps a tzibur could take a communal pledge that they'll bring shtei lechem. Yachal, again, val yehet tzibur maybe, she maybe chavasa kiyotziba. Since we know tzibur brings shtei lechem as a chiv, namely on Shavuos, perhaps you would think they could bring a nedava whenever they want as well. Tam Lomar says the pasuk osam. No, osam only them. Only when it comes as a chiv may you bring it as a carbon, but not as a nedava, and nothing to do at all with halachas of being brought in the ramp at all. Again, Rabbi Yochanan holds anything also to be placed on the mizbeach itself. It's also to be placed on the ramp. Now, the next few words is in the parentheses, and Rashi takes it out. I'll read them, but Rashi doesn't make any sense to be here. I'll read it just in case you don't have the parentheses. Rashi, the Gemara says, "Ma yesh lecha lahavi shtei lechem min ha'seor mekur min ha'dvash." We'll ignore that sentence. The Gemara now says, V'shtei lechem lo yikru nedava. Is it really true that shtei lechem may not be brought as in nedava? V'hatani, the Braita tells us as follows. Im nemar kol so'or, lama nemar kol dvash. The pasuk we mentioned earlier, it says that both dvash and so'or may not be brought as the on the carbon, on the mizbeach. So the Gemara asks, why do you need both so'or and dvash? Can you learn one for the next? Again, im nemar kol so'or, lama nemar kol dvash. Im nemar kol dvash, lama nemar kol so'or. So the Braita explains. Because it's something that each one has unique that you cannot learn from the other. How so? That the seor is hutar mechlala b'migdash, seor bread, there's a heter in the base of migdash, you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach at some point, we'll see what that means in just a moment, the Gemara is going to define that heter. And vash, lo hutar mechlala b'migdash, and honey is not permitted in the mikdash, we'll see that that explanation in just a second. Dvash, on the other hand, dvash is hutter b'shiari minachos, seor lo hutter b'shiari minachos. What are the shiari minachos? Shiraim, we know when minchas are given, when there's a mincha, you do a kmita, the kmita goes in the mizbeach, and the leftover flour is called shiraim. The shiraim is for the kohen to eat. So Rashi explains, dvash hutter b'shiari minchos, minachos, that the honey is permitted to be placed in the shiraim that the kohanim are eating. It says Rashi, im rotza la lushu latagin shiari mincha b'dvash mutter. If one wants to knead or fry the shiraim in honey, it's completely permitted. How do we know this? Dechol matnos kuna, all the gifts, all the 24 matnos kuna, nechalos bigdula, should be eaten bigdula, which means with a great feast and the way he wants to. Kedamrina beperek zorav lechaim, one of the prakim at the end of Maseches Chulin tells us, lechonis atim lemoshcha, legdula kederach shem lachem ochlin. The pasuk describes that you're supposed to eat it in a way of lemoshcha, the way it's anointed, literally, in a gdula, in a royal fashion. So however, just like a king could eat the food however he wants, so to a kohen may eat the food however he wants, which includes even mixing it, frying it with dvash. So we see that dvash may be mixed together with shiari minchos, as opposed to that chametz may not. Look at the next Rashi, we had this a few days ago, so'or, the chametz lo hoter b'shiari mincha, but the chametz may not be mixed together with shiraim. Kidamino le'el, we saw earlier, a few days ago, afilu chelkam lo se'afei chametz. Even the chelkam, even the shiraim, you're not allowed to have chametz in there. So that's a special din that applies to dvash, that you couldn't learn so'or from this. So now the Gemara is back inside the Gemara. Gemara says, "Ha mipnei sheyesh besor mashem bedvash v'yesh bedvash mashem besora." Again, the reason why hutzrach lomar kol sor v'hutzrach lomar kol dvash. Again, the reason why you have to specify sor and dvash as separate isurim is because each have something different that the other doesn't have. So now, after quoting that brisa, the Gemara says, "We said above in this very brisa, we haven't given an example. Sor, quoting the brisa, sor duhutu michlal b'mikdash mai ninu." The Braisa said that chametz is permitted in the base of Migdash, and the dvash is never permitted in the base of Migdash. When is Seor, when is chametz ever permitted to be placed on top of the Mizbeach? We don't have such a case. How come the Braisa could say that? Is it not the case? Lav shtei lechem dekarva nidava. Is it not this very example? That shtei lechem, when the shtei lechem is brought as part of the kisvei atzeres and shavuos, it's not brought on the Mizbeach. So when is it brought in the Mizbeach? If a person or a tzibur wants to make a nedava of shtei halechem, they're allowed to. And this is a raya that you can make a nedava of shtei halechem. Because otherwise, when would you have an example where se'or, where chametz, is permitted on the Mizbeach? It must be, again, shtei halechem may be brought as a nedava. And Gemara says, not true. Amar Rav Amram lo likarvi imahim. Not to say that the se'or, that the chametz, that the shtei halechem can be brought in the Mizbeach. It simply comes to accompany the karbanos themselves. That's what it means, hutter michlal b'mikdash. Not that it's going on the mizbeach, but it's there to accompany that which goes on the mizbeach. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, likarvi mahem. Rashi says, ashnei kivsi atzeres kamar. To accompany the sheep brought on Shavuos, the kravim im shealechem. That it's accompanied by the shealechem. V'hainu hutru michal b'mikdash likarvi mahim. But not that the shealechem is actually put on the mizbeach. There is never a heter. There's no nidavos brought from the shealechem. So the Gemara says, if it's true that we're only saying that the shealechem is shayach to mizbeach because it's accompanying the karbanos of kisvei atzeres, ihachi, Bikurim nami. Bikurim, which is a dvash, we refer to honey, referring to all types of fruits. So bikurim also, although dvash is never put directly on the mizbeach, it accompanies a carbon that goes on the mizbeach. similar to the way she'er lechem accompanies something that goes in the mizbech. Where do we see that bikurim accompany that which goes in the mizbech? The Mishnah says, "Ihachi bikurim nami." The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Masechas bikurim that hagozlos, which are the different birds that go on the mizbech, shagavi asalim, that the birds that go on top of the baskets, hayu olos, that you put them as an ola, you bring it as a carbon, vasalim shabiyadam nitin on the kohanim, and you give the baskets of fruit to the Kohanim. So it seems that when the farmers would come for the Bikurim again are the first fruits of the season of the Shivas Aminim. They begin to see the fruit grow, they tie a little red string around it, and they come back when the fruits get a little bit bigger, they bring all the first fruit of the Shivas Aminim to the base of Mikdash and give it to the Kohen. Now when they bring this very nice basket, they put apparently some birds on top of the fruit, and when they bring it to the Mizbeach, the birds were taken as a carbon, and the fruit were given to the Kohanim. So we see here as well, the Bikurim are shaykh to the Mizbeach because it's accompanying the birds that go on the Mizbeach, similar to the Shtei Lechem, which accompany the Kifsi Atzeres, and the Kifsi Atzeres are going on the Mizbeach. So that should also be Hutter Michlalo B'Mikdash. And the Gemara says that there's a very fundamental difference between the relationship of Bikurim to the Olos and the Shtei Lechem to the Kifsi Atzeres. How so? Gemara explains, Hanu La'atir Bikurim Hudasu. The presence of the olos, of the birds, are there only to enhance, to embellish the bikurim themselves, but they're not really fundamentally connected. As opposed to she'er lechem and kifsei atzeres are fundamentally connected, the psukim themselves connect them, and that's why we could view the she'er lechem as an extension of the kifsei atzeres as opposed to the olos. Just to see Rashi inside, just to make that clear, Rashi says, la'atir bikurim asu, hanuch ofos lav chovaninhu. They're not coming as an obligation, they're coming simply to enhance the mitzvah of the bikurim. The Gemara now says a little bit more than halfway down the Amud as follows, asks the Gemara, Boi Rami Bar Chama Me Rav V'chista. Hamale Mi Baser Chatas Ha'of Agabi Mizbech. One who takes some of the flesh of a Chatas Ha'of and he puts it onto the Mizbech, Mahu, is he going to violate a din an Isser or not? Now, when it comes to the Chatas Ha'of, all the Basar is supposed to go to the Kohanim. Only thing we take on the Mizbech is the blood, but the entire Basar goes to the Kohen. What happens in this case is, instead of giving the Basar Chatas Ha'of to the Kohen, you put it on the Mizbech, is there going to be a violation? So what's the Shiloh? So Gemara says, Mahu, Kol Shemimenu Li'ishim Amarachmana, only that which goes on the fire, is there going to be a violation? V'hai ein mimenu li'ishim, and this does not go on the fire typically, and therefore this should not be an iser. So again, what's going on here is that just look at Rashi, the last narrow line of Rashi. Kol shish, no, that's not what I wanted. I'm not sure where the Rashi is, but either way, the iser of putting shirayim on the mizbeach, is that only something that which is supposed to have part of it on the mizbeach? Part of it goes to the ishim, like the kmitza, for example. The kmitza goes on the ishim, on the ish, and the shirayim don't. But if you put the shirayim on the fire as well, there's an iser. But basar chatas of, where none of it goes on the fire, perhaps there shouldn't be an iser of putting the shirayim on the mizbeach either. So again, the Gemara says, kol shemi menu li'ishim, only that which has some of it going on the ishim, amrachman, is there an iser to put the shirayim on the ishim? But this chatas ha'of, ein mimenu li'ishim, nothing is supposed to go into the fire, and therefore putting the shirayim on would not be b'chal v'isser. Odilma, perhaps the qualification of such an isser, of putting shirayim on mizbech, is kol sheshmo carbon. Anything that's called a carbon is going to have a violation of placing the shirayim onto the fire. V'hai nami shmo carbon, and of course, the chatas ha'of is called a carbon, and there should be an isser. So Gemara says it's really a ketananai. It's really a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kol Shumi Menu Leishim. Anything that did I skip a line here? Yeah. Amalei. So the response is Kol Shishmo Carbon V'Hai Nami Shmo Carbon. Anything that's called the carbon, and this of course is called the carbon. Therefore, there would be bichlal the iser of putting the shrine on the mizbeach. And the Gemara says really it's a ketanai. It's really a machlokas tanaim. Kitanai, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kol Shemi Menu Leishim. Only that which has part of it go onto the fire would be bichlal the iser, which would exclude Basar Chadas Of. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Amar, Kol Sheshmo Carbon, anything called a carbon, this is called the carbon. My B'nai, what's an afkamino? Like we're talking about Amar Rav Chista, Basar Chadas Of, Iga B'nai, because Basar Chadas Of, again, is called a carbon, but we don't have, it's not Mimenu Le'ishim. Rav Amar, Rav, I don't think they're arguing. I think Rav just gives a different example, a different afkamina. Rav Amar, Lug Shemen Shematzara Ika Benayu. The Lug Shemen, the jug of oil that accompanies the Metzara, that's the nafkamina. The Tani Levi, Kol Karbanam, Lerabos, Lug Shemen Shematzara. We see from this pasuk that Lug Shemen Shematzara is called a karban, yet none of it goes on the fire. So this would be the same exact nafkamina as Basar Chatas Hov. Gemara now says the last brayso on the Amud here, that Tanur Rabbanan Seor Bal Taktiru Ein Li Ela Kulo. The Seor, putting the chametz on the Mizbeach, we only know if you place all of it on the Mizbeach. Is there an Isser? The Gemara is going to explain what this means. Miktasa Minayin, how do I know if I put part of the Seor on? It's also going to be subject to such an Isser. Tamalomer Kol, any amount. What about Eruva? What about if there's a mixture of Seor with something else? Minayin, how do I know there's going to be an Isser as well? Tamalomer Ki, Kol, the extra word Ki. So my comment, what exactly is this Bryce saying? What type of shear is it talking about? We don't put Sor ever onto Mizbeach. So Amar Bai says, Hachi Kamar. Sor Bal Taktiru. We know we can't place a Sor on Mizbeach. Ein li ela kezayis. I only know that a kezayis cannot be placed on the Mizbeach. What about a chatzi zayis, a half a shear? Minayin, how do I know that's also Bichlal the Isser placing chametz on the Mizbeach? Tamar Lomar, Kol, the extra word Kol includes even a chatzi kezayis. A ruve minayin, how do I know if it's a mixture of something else, chametz and something else, is also bichlal the iser, tamalomer, ki, call the extra word ki. So that's how Abai understands it. It's an issue of kezayis and chatizayis. Rava says, no. Amar hachi kamar. Seor bal taktir, we know you can't place seor on the mizbeach. Ein li ela komitz. I only know a sheer size of a kmitza. Chatzi komitz, half a kmitza. How do I know that's bichlal the iser as well? Minayin, tamalomer, kol. What about a ruve? What about a kemitza mixed together with something else? Hamalomar kikol. Fine. So we see that Abai is talking about shir kezayis, and Rav is referring to the shir of a kemitza. Kemitza is larger than a kezayis. You can fit a lot more than a kezayis in one's hands. So the Gemara explains, what is the machlokus between Rav and Abai if we interpret this brayso to be about kemitza versus a kezayis? But my kemifilgi, what's the machlokus? Abai savar yesh komet pachos mishnei zesim v'yesh haktara. He holds that you can have a kemitza that's so small that's less than two kezayis. Meaning, I can have a kemitza that's only one kezayis, and therefore you can have a katara haktara less than a kezayis. And that's why he speaks of a shirim of kezayis. And Rav Amar ein kometz pachas mishnei kezayisim. You can never have a kemitza that's less than two kezayisim. So you can't talk about a zayis and hachatzi kezayis. You're talking about kemitzas versus half a kemitzas. Vein haktara pchusa mikezayis. Okay, I don't know what really the nekudas machlokas is. It sounds like they're arguing about the shear of a kezayis. I mean, everyone agrees a kemitza is this. This is what a kemitza is. The question is, what is in the kemitza? Is that a size of a shnei kezayisim, or is that a size of one kezayis? So they're probably arguing about how big a kezayis is. That's my guess, but I'm not really sure. Let's finish off the daf now. The Gemara says, Itmar hamala misor umidvash al gabi mizbeach, one who puts seor or honey on the mizbeach, or rather, en honey on the mizbeach, Amar Rava. Rava says, Loke Mishum Seor. You get Malkus for putting Seor on the Mizbeach. That's a violation. You're also Loke Mishum Dvash because you put honey on. And you're also Loke Mishum Eruve Seor because you mix it together. So there's the Isser of Ki Kol. And then also Mishum Eruve Dvash, and also for mixing Dvash together. So although when one person simply does a Seor alone, there's only one Lav. Or if you put Dvash alone, there's one Lav. When you do both of them, you actually get a total of four sets of lashes. That's Rava's understanding. Abai Amar Ein Logan Alav Shebechlalos. There's a klal we have throughout Shas. You do not get Malkus. We'll see the Machlokus how to interpret that. But Ein Logan, you don't get Malkus on a Lav Shebechlalos. A Lav Shebechlalos is, there are a few different examples, but Lav is when there's one Lav used. It says Lo in the Pasuk only once, but there are multiple applications of what that Lav actually means. Another example the Gemara calls Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, which we typically mean, we understand, Rambam quotes this based in the Gemara Brachos, don't eat before davening. That's not really the meaning of Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, though the Rambam does bring it as a Din Deraisa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings like five different interpretations that the Sanhedrin can't eat the day that they're giving Mises Bezdin. And a few other different types of interpretations. But that's where there's one Lav, but there are multiple interpretations where we embrace all the interpretations. So this is another example. It says only Lo once in the Pasuk, but it includes Lo Seor, Lo Dvash, Lo Eruve Dvash, Lo Eruve Seor. And we have a klal. Whenever there's a Lav, Shebechlalos Ein Lokin Alav. And the Gemara says that klal of ein lokan alav, either it means ikadami chada mihilaki. You get one malchus, you don't get multiple malchus. Even though you did four violations, you only get one, which includes all the isurim you've done. However, there's an ikadami chada nami lolaki. You don't even get one set of malchus. Why not? You violate a lav. And the Gemara explains the hal lo miyached lava klav dechasima, because we know the iser of muzzling an animal. Losachsam Shorbadisha, what's the pasuk exactly? Shorbadisha, right. So right next to that, the pasuk says, Vayam ben akosa rasha v'pila shofar. The source of giving malchus is a juxtaposed to the iser losachsam. So losachsam is viewed as the model of a typical lav, and since a lav shebichlalos does not fit into a typical lav, it doesn't miyachid, it doesn't single out what the singular iser is. It has multiple iserim, and therefore, since it does not fit into the model of losachsam, mimele can't get the malchus like losachsam either. In which case, there are no malchus at all according to the second ikadamir. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.